Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're digging into a paper titled It's All Connected: A Journey Through Test Time Memorization, Attentional Bias, Retention, and Online Optimization. We're talking about it now because more teams are discovering that what a model does at test time, after it's deployed, really matters. Things like unexpected memorization of user input, subtle attention shifts in long contexts, and models that adapt online without enough guardrails. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, the pain shows up fast. You launch a support chatbot, and a week later someone reports it repeated a customer's email address from a previous ticket. Or a sales assist bot starts over-focusing on one paragraph of a long document and ignores fresher context. Classic attention drift. What usually happens is teams try to patch prompts or turn off learning, but they're flying blind. No telemetry to see what the model latched onto, no policy for when to keep or forget something, and no easy way to pause updates mid-flight. The need is test time control, visibility into what the model is retaining, simple knobs to dampen attention on sensitive snippets, and a workflow to stop or roll back online updates before they leak or ossify bad behavior. That's compliance, user trust, and less firefighting.
So if I sum that up, you want a dashboard for the model's short-term memory and attention to catch sticky snippets before they leak and to nudge the model back toward the right context without a full retrain. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Two big reasons. First, scale and stakes. We've moved from demos to systems handling millions of queries with long contexts, retrieval, and feedback loops. Static offline fine-tuning doesn't cover what happens live, so teams need test time metrics and controls. Second, constraints. Retraining is expensive, latency budgets are tight, and regulators expect privacy and traceability. That's pushing research toward attentional bias measurements, basically where the model is over or underweighting evidence, along with retention policies and lightweight online optimization. The tooling has also matured. We can log higher-level proxies for attention and behavior, then intervene at inference time to reduce memorization risk and steer the model without breaking SLAs. At a high level, the paper connects four things we normally treat separately: test time memorization, attentional bias, retention, and online optimization. The authors argue you should treat them as one control loop that sits on top of your deployed model. Concretely, they propose 1. Measuring memorization risk at test time with signals like exposure scores or nearest neighbor overlap against sensitive corpora. 2. Tracking attentional bias with lightweight proxies. Think per chunk or per span attention weights from retrieval scoring or saliency style indicators. 3. Modeling retention explicitly as a half-life so you know how long transient information sticks. And 4. Using those signals to drive small online optimizations, like reweighting attention on risky spans, applying decay to ephemeral memory, or doing constrained adapter updates. Compared to prior work that relied on offline fine-tuning, prompt-only mitigations, or static evals, the novelty is the integrated runtime layer. Measure, decide, and intervene while the system is serving traffic.
Basically, they want a speedometer and brakes on the model's live behavior. See what it's clinging to, nudge its focus if it fixates on the wrong thing, and let it learn tiny safe updates without a full retrain. Mark, if a team adopts this, what actually changes in the day-to-day?
In real life, you'd add a new strip of telemetry and a couple of checkpoints. The logs get extra fields. Exposure score for sensitive overlap, an attention bias index per retrieved chunk, and a retention half-life estimate for recent snippets. You wire that to a dashboard with red, amber, green thresholds. Then you add playbooks. If exposure crosses X, auto-mask the span and freeze online updates for that session. If attention bias spikes on stale text, dampen that chunk and re-rank retrieval. In shared notebooks, you'd add guardrail functions, mask PII, set retention TTL minutes 30, enable safe update mode adapters. And before turning on any online learning, you enforce a checkpoint. privacy review, rollback plan, and a canary suite to validate the interventions.
Imagine we applied that tomorrow. Mark, can you give us a simple day-to-day case where this catches something and fixes it quickly?
Sure. Support chatbot repeats a customer's email. First step, I open the incident view and pull the session. The log shows exposure score 2 on the email span, and the attention panel highlights that span being overweighted across turns. I hit mask and decay. That applies a token level mask on the PII and increases the decay on ephemeral memory for that session. We rerun the same prompt in a canary mode. Repetition drops to 0, and the answer now uses a generic placeholder. We also set a temporary policy. If any PII span exceeds 0.7 exposure, pause all adapter updates for that tenant for 24 hours. The user side effect is basically invisible, except maybe plus 20 milliseconds latency on that session due to the intervention.
So you saw the sticky snippet, pressed a button to dampen it, and the bot stopped echoing private data. No full retrain, just a targeted nudge. Let's go one level up. Mark, what about a bigger pattern, like a customer support model that learns from tickets continuously without drifting or leaking?
That's where we'd run retention-aware caching and gated online updates. The model caches recent solved tickets with a 7-day TTL and a per-item retention score. When we push an online update, we only allow it if A, the consistency score across similar queries is stable, B, exposure stays below threshold, and C, we have at least N confirming examples. Updates land in a small adapter, not the full model, and we schedule an automatic decay so today's hotfix doesn't become next month's bias. If metrics wobble, like attention starts over-favoring an outdated FAQ, we roll back the last adapter delta and reweight retrieval instead. Net effect, fresher answers, fewer regressions.
Jamie, connect the dots for us. Mechanically, how do those online updates and attentional reweighting work under this paper's approach?
Mechanically, you implement a runtime policy that reads the signals and decides among three lightweight actions. 1, attentional reweighting. Multiply retrieval or span weights by a bias factor derived from your attention bias index with hard caps for sensitive spans. 2, retention control. Apply a decay schedule to per-session memory or cache entries based on a target half-life. That can be as simple as reducing the likelihood of reusing that snippet after T minutes. 3, online optimization. Confine learning to a small adapter, LoRa or similar, and regularize it with penalties to avoid overwriting general knowledge. Think EWC-style constraints and gates tied to exposure and consistency scores. All of this sits in the inference layer or a sidecar. It logs signals, runs the policy, and applies the intervention before the model streams tokens back.
Before we move on, quick reality check. Jamie, what's the hit on cost or latency when you start intervening at test time like this?
If you keep it lean, the overhead is modest. Logging proxy signals and reweighting retrieval is usually plus 10 to 30 milliseconds per request. Enabling adapter updates in the background adds cost spikes during update windows, but you can batch and rate limit them. The steady-state compute cost might go up 5-15% depending on how often you intervene, and you'll want a cache to offset that. The main trade-off is more visibility and safer behavior versus some extra latency and ops complexity. Let me start with the under-the-hood pieces and limits the paper calls out. Prerequisites. You either need access to internal signals like attention saliency, or you approximate them with proxies. Retrieval scores, span-level salience from gradient-free methods, nearest neighbor overlap to sensitive corpora, and PII detectors for exposure scoring. You also need consistent logging at the request, response, and chunk level to compute bias and retention metrics. Assumptions. They mostly assume mild distribution shift and at least some labels or weak feedback in the stream if you're doing online optimization. Constraints. Every intervention costs something. Extra passes over retrieved chunks, decay bookkeeping, small adapter updates, so you watch latency budgets and GPU time. And they note the classic gap. Methods validated in controlled settings can get noisy on production traffic. Future work they flag. Better privacy guarantees when computing exposure, e.g., privacy-preserving overlap checks, automated intervention policies instead of manual thresholds, and scaling the control loop to large multi-tenant fleets without blowing up cost.
Put differently, you need good logs and a couple of smart meters on the model's focus and short-term memory. You won't always get to peek inside the model, so you use proxies, and every nudge adds a little latency. And it's cleaner in a lab than in the wild. Mark, operationally, who owns this, and what new work shows up for a team.
What usually works is, platform or ML ops owns the telemetry and the policy engine, security privacy signs off the exposure thresholds, and the product team owns the playbooks. Day to day, you add runbooks like PII spike mask, freeze adapters, rerun canaries, and attention drift, re-rank retrieval, damp stale spans. You'll need a weekly hygiene ritual to review red-amber events and a simple governance doc, what gets logged, retention windows, who can change thresholds, and rollback steps. Minimum discipline is tagging every response with the model version, adapter hash, and policy version, so you can trace incidents. Without that, you can't debug.
On results, the paper reports controlled evaluations across three buckets: synthetic or curated memorization tests to see if sensitive spans reappear, attentional bias diagnostics that measure how weight shifts across chunks or spans under interventions, and retention tests that track how quickly ephemeral info decays after updates. Metrics include memorization rate reductions, changes in bias indices, lower is better, stability consistency across updates, and the overhead in latency cost relative to baselines like prompt-only guards or no online updates. The baselines are typically static systems without the runtime loop. They show clear improvements in those controlled settings with modest overhead, but they're transparent that production noise and heterogeneous traffic can dilute the gains.
For someone listening in their car, expect fewer repeats of sensitive text, less fixation on the wrong paragraph, and updates that stick without breaking older answers, at the cost of a bit more latency and ops. Mark, reality check. What improvements would you expect once this hits real traffic?
In production, I'd bank on maybe half to two-thirds of the lab gains at first. You'll still see edge cases, but the incident curve bends. Fewer PII repeats, faster remediation when it happens, and more stable behavior after minor updates. The gotchas, thresholds that are too aggressive can hide useful context, and if your logging is sparse, the proxies get noisy. First wins come from turning on exposure scoring and span masking, plus a conservative decay on ephemeral memory. Leave adapter updates gated until your canary suite is solid.
Jamie, give us a quick rollout checklist. What to set up in staging before flipping this on for users?
Three fast steps. One, instrumentation. Log retrieval scores, span level exposure, and a simple bias index per chunk. Attach model version IDs. Two, canary tests. Curate a small suite with seeded PII and stale versus fresh context to validate masking, reweighting, and decay. Measure impact on answer quality and latency. 3. Policy dry run. Run the control loop in shadow for a week on staging or a small slice of prod traffic. Record interventions you would have taken and tune thresholds. Only then enable adapters with rate limits and automatic rollback on consistency drops.
Great. Mark, staffing-wise, how do teams keep this sustainable beyond week one?
You need named owners. One platform engineer to keep the sidecar and dashboards healthy, a privacy partner to review exposure rules monthly, and a product lead to prioritize playbook changes. Put the runbooks in the on-call docs, add two KPIs to your weekly review, exposure incidents per 10K requests, and drift events resolved under 24 hours, and schedule a quarterly fire drill where you simulate a leak and practice rollback.
Jamie, any last red flags before people try this?
2, privacy. Don't log raw PII just to detect exposure. Hash or tokenize, and consider approximate matching over encrypted indexes. Compliance teams will ask how you computed exposure without storing the secret. And performance. Set a hard latency budget for interventions. If you exceed it, degrade gracefully. Skip adapter updates first, then skip reweighting, but never block the main response stream.
Field view to close. This helps the most where you have retrieval-heavy assistance, regulated data, and frequent small updates, support, sales, internal knowledge bots. If you're running a tiny prototype with static prompts, it's overkill. Start small. Exposure scoring, span masking, simple decay. Prove stability with a canary suite, then add attentional reweighting, and only then consider gated adapters.
Bottom line, this paper turns test time behavior into a managed control loop. Measure what the model is clinging to, and gently steer it in real time without a full retrain. To finish, a quick reminder. The English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on mblotti.org/i/adaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.